And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
All right, welcome to it. Episode 827 of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Ask Roz and Mocha. We go to the phones to kick it all off. Yo, is it, we've talked to you before and I screwed it up the last time. I don't want to screw it up again. Warsame? Yeah. Warsame? How do you say your name?
It's Warsame.
Warsame. Okay, welcome to the show. What is your question?
So my question is, who on the show thinks they have the most Riz? And I also follow that up by saying, Sam, could you tell Roz what Riz is?
Yes.
Well, Roz.
Roz knows what Riz is. We talked about this recently.
We just covered this in class, right? I didn't know it was going to be on the test, though.
What do you remember of Riz?
Riz is, damn it, it's charisma, right? Is
Correct.
That what it is?
Correct.
Sure. But I would amend it just a little bit. It's more so about, you know, what sort of a game you've got when it comes to talking to, people. Yeah. Like, you got game, basically.
But talking to people, like women or talking to anybody?
Well, whoever you're into, women, men, whoever.
Yeah.
But no,
yeah.
But it's a flirty thing.
It definitely is.
Oh. Yeah.
Basically, he's asking, you know, who's got game.
Oh, I got you. I got you. So it's not so much like an overall charismatic entity, individual.
No.
It's more of game as opposed to
flirting.
I got you. I got you. Yeah.
Totally.
Okay. So
the question was what? Who has the most Riz?
Before we all answer here, what do you think, Warsame?
So it's between two people. So it's between Sam and Roz, but not the current Roz. I'm talking about Roz from like 40, 50 years ago, you know? Not the current Roz.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I think it's Sam, because I think like, with his ability to like be such a nice guy and talk to and be able to sing, you know, I think he's able to pull left, right, or center. And I hear his stories all the time about his crazy Friday nights and Saturday nights. You know,
crazy Friday and Saturday nights. We're a church.
Hey, listen, churches.
I know a church can get turned up.
All right,
I get it. But still,
but I'm talking about before he was in a relationship. Right now, he's more grounded, you know, compared to what the stories that he shares on the podcast. You know,
but at the same time, single Shem was like on the weekends would go out for sushi on Friday nights, and then Saturdays wake up early and help his friends move. What kind of risk is that?
Yeah.
But I do want to, there's a caveat with it. If it was Raj from way back in the day. I think he easily takes it. Because I read his book. I see his stories. This guy had pregnancy scares from when he was like age 13.
Okay,
you know?
Okay.
Yo, chill with that. His kid hasn't read the book, okay? She listens to the show.
Yeah, come on now. Okay, so the question is, who's got the most Riz? Well, we know it's not Maury because we've all heard Maury's stories.
Well, not sure.
Yeah. Right? It wasn't that long ago. Maury told a story of how he used to bring a CD. He used to like record himself talking on a CD about all his good qualities and just hand it to people in a bar and then run away.
Some might argue that has Riz.
That is not Riz. That is not Riz.
No.
Mocha, I don't see. I just don't think Mocha was like the pickup kind of guy. Like, I don't think that was your thing.
You know who has the most Riz? The one that doesn't talk about having the most Riz.
Nah, or you you got nothing to say.
I got nothing to say.
Yeah. We're leaving Maria out of this. Maria, are you a make a first approach kind of gal or no?
I have before, yeah. I can be if I want to.
And success rate is?
100% of the time.
100% of the time.
Oh, stop. Wow.
just so you know, Maria, any woman is 100% of the time.
You know what? I just wanted to have that.
Yeah, I know. But I know. But like if we're talking like women approaching guys, like every woman is 100% of the time.
Not necessarily.
Okay, maybe 99. Just because guys are, you know, guys.
Yeah.
Caveman.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Shem or I, is that the question?
Mm-hmm, basically.
Okay, but me 50 years ago, as you said, jackass.
I'm going to throw my vote at Shem.
Yeah?
I'm going to say Shem.
I'm actually going to say Maria.
What?
You're going to say Maria.
I think Maria's got more Riz than all of us. She got the swagger. I think she's got the confidence.
We need examples, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't gonna snitch. I ain't gonna drive.
Shem, shut your damn mouth.
No snitching here.
There you go, Wasami. I don't know if you got the answer or not, but.
Okay. It is what it is. At the end of the day, I think it's Shem, but it's all good.
I think Shem's too nice.
But girls like the nice guy.
Not always. And I'm not saying the nice guy. Like, I know girls like the nice guy, but I think that Shem, when I say he's too nice, I think that Shem may be too nice in the sense that he won't take, I get a feeling that Shem won't jump at something unless the opportunity to him seems like it's perfect. Mm-hmm. I don't think Shem would want to disrupt somebody. I don't think Shem would want to take somebody out of a moment that they may already be happening. I think he's a very respectful guy in that way. I don't think Shem is a shark.
You got to be a shark in the game, though, boy.
That's why I'm out of it, man.
Yes. Come on now. Oh, Maria. Look at Maria. Dion's going to blow up now. I see what you did there. Yeah. Yo, Wasami, thanks so much, bro.
All right, take it easy.
All right, see you.
Bye.
As we continue with Ask Roz and Mocha, T asks, are you a baby when you get sick, or do you try to tough it out?
I can answer this one for all men.
Oh, God. Oh, wow, okay, please. Go ahead, Maria.
All men are babies when they get sick.
That's not true.
Yes.
Nope.
Or 99.999%.
Why would you say that? Give us an example.
Literally, it's like guys get a little bit sick, and it's like, I need a nap. I need to lie down. Oh, my God. I can't go to work. I can't do this. The world is ending. My life is over. I need soup. I need medication. I need medicine. Girls get sick. They got sinus infections or antibiotics. They're at work. They're doing everything. They're cleaning. They're cooking. They're taking care of children. Men are just weak.
Mm-hmm. Unless astronomy gets in the way, right?
Hey, no. Yo,
astrology.
Listen.
Sorry, astrology, not astronomy.
Retrograde. It's over.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And the wild shit happens.
I've never blamed anything on the stars.
I don't blame anything on this. Uh-huh.
Okay, uh-huh. Let's go. Shem, real quick, when you get sick, you turn into a big
total
baby?
Wimp.
Okay?
Total diva.
Yep. Damn, we already know.
What's
damn,
your, what, what's your default, Shem, though? Like, what do you, when you do get sick, sort of, how do you, what do you transform into?
An adolescent, maybe like 3-year-old, maybe?
Okay.
Like, three? I want my tummy rubbed, and yeah. I want my back tickled.
Wow, okay.
All the time.
And damn it, Maury, when you get sick.
Yeah. Oh, big baby, right?
Yeah, but Matthew doesn't care. Like, he doesn't help with anything.
Right,
when I
you
get
don't
sick.
Get the mothering.
No.
Right.
What does Matthew say? Like, when you say.
And the best part is, Matthew is sick right now.
Yeah.
And oh boy, how the tables have turned.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh,
so, really quick, before we get to Matthew, so you say to Matthew, hey, I think I might be coming down with something. Or you just say straight up, yo, I'm sick. What does he say?
He immediately makes it about him going, oh, great, so now you're going to get me sick? I see how this is going to go. So I'm going to have to take off work because you're sick.
Okay. Yeah, so
you know,
now,
so funny. That is almost verbatim the way that I would think it played out. Yeah.
So now that Matthew is sick, what's the conversation on? What does he say to you and what does he expect of you?
He's coughing. He's like, please, can you get me some soup? Or can you order Uber Eats? Like, please, can you do something? It's cold in here. Can you turn up the temperature? I need another blanket.
Wow.
And me? Nope. Yeah. Nope.
Nothing.
Nothing.
And then do you do all yourself. That stuff for him?
I say no, but then I do because I really don't want to piss him off.
Wow.
What love is like, man.
Yeah. No, I'm like an animal when I get sick. Like you won't even hear, like I will never complain.
Yeah.
Never will I complain.
Never. I get sick and I'll say like in the house, like I'm sick or I'm thinking I'm coming down with something.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, really? I'm like, I'm just like offering up the information.
Right.
I'm not saying that. I need soup or I need the temperature up or I need another blanket or, you know, that commercial from back in the day, Pam, Pam, call my mom.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. No, I will.
But Jenna will still use that line. She'll be like, oh, is it Pam, Pam, call my mom time?
Wow.
Right? I'm like, nah, it's not even like that though.
No, like I will, like if I react to being sick, I'm pissed off, right? Like if I have a sore throat and I can't talk properly, like I will like, I'll mention it, but only because I'm pissed off.
Yes.
Right? Not because I'm like, I need somebody to help fix it. But yeah. Other than that, like and if I do need to go lie down, whatever, I will just do it. Like, mm-hmm. I don't make a big production about it. I don't do any of that stuff. Like, the last time I was sick, I still cooked every night.
Yeah.
I didn't eat anything because I didn't want to eat. I was sick. But I still made dinner every night for the girls.
Yeah.
For sure.
You're coughing and putting germs into the food?
No, I wasn't. It wasn't a coughing sick. It was more like a sore throat, sinus kind of thing, right? But yeah, no. Oh. I don't do that.
So Maury, now that Matthew's sick at home, do you make dinner? Because I know he's usually the one in charge of making food at home for the two of you. Are you the one then in charge of making sure that there's food on the table for dinner time?
Yeah.
So what have you been? What have you been making?
I'm just going to order matzo ball soup.
Oh,
from our favorite matzo ball soup place.
That's all you've been doing? Is this ordering food?
No, I'm going to do that tonight. No.
Oh. But what
tonight,
did you do like yesterday or the day before?
Yesterday was nachos. We ordered nachos.
Yeah.
The day before was pad thai. We ordered that.
So you haven't cooked?
No. Turn my computer for one second, Mocha.
Pam. Can you call my mom?
Yeah. I love that commercial.
And then she throws in the NyQuil.
Effective nighttime cold and flu symptom relief.
So that guy, I think he listens to the show because one time.
Really? Yeah,
like years and years ago, one time I posted something on Instagram and he probably follows this hashtag, but I use hashtag Pam Pam call my mom. Yeah. And then the guy like DM'd me and he was like, yo, he's like, I'm available for interviews if you ever want to talk.
No. Really?
Yeah, I was like, nah, man, I'm good.
Hold on, I gotta hear it again.
Poor guy. Just wants to interview.
Can you call my mom?
you don't remember that, were you old enough to remember
that
commercial?
Yeah, no, I've seen that commercial,
Okay, Pam. Let's see. Another question from T says here, if you had the intelligence and the commitment to become a medical doctor, do you think you could? Do you think you could handle a stressful lifestyle like that? I wouldn't want to. I don't have the patience.
Hey,
no pun intended.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have the patience to be a doctor, though.
In what way? Like,
to sit there and like, doctor, my foot hurts. Doctor, my elbow hurts. Doctor, what's this lump on my shoulder?
Right.
Right? Like, that's not my, I wouldn't do it.
I've been at the hospital every week at the fracture clinic. Shout out to Dr. Vallette. I could never deal with what he deals with. Literally,
people like you? Yeah.
Me, but he also has like 10 sort of beds, and he goes from one to the other, and someone follows him with like a mobile computer. I could never do that.
No. Maria?
No, I would also be too emotionally attached. Like, I could not be like a surgeon. Mm-hmm. A, I'd pass out from the blood. But B, yeah, like, I'd be the worst doctor. I'd be on the floor and they would need medical help for me. But I would just feel bad. I'd start crying. Like, if I had to tell someone something was wrong, I'd be crying. I couldn't do it. No.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. You're right. The emotional side of it. No, I couldn't deliver bad news to someone.
There's a detachment that I've been in awe of many times when it comes to how doctors are able to not be emotional in moments where, like, you walk into a room and, like you are about to destroy people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they just sort of do it, and it's part of the job, right?
And especially if it's someone who maybe that person that they're talking to has been like a long-standing patient, like years on years, you develop this relationship with them, you separate, right?
Yeah.
What you do for a living from who that person is, but still there is a connection there. Mm-hmm. And if you ever have to deliver terrible news, no way. Yeah. There's no way I'd be able to do that.
Yeah, but some doctors that don't have to do that, I imagine. Like, I imagine podiatrists aren't delivering a ton of bad news.
Yeah, but then you gotta look at nasty-ass feet all day.
Yeah, but you're still a doctor, though, right? Yeah. Like, but you know, maybe like somebody's got gout or an ingrown toenail or something like that.
Fungus on the feet?
They get paid. They get paid very well.
They get paid very well,
They get paid.
Though.
What? No.
You go home to your mansion, you forget about those feet.
You don't even have to go above the shin.
No. Just if someone came in and was like, I think I got a fungus. I'll be like, yo, WebMD. You can get on your phone right now.
Really? No, you got to get in there and inspect.
I'd be wearing a hazmat suit. Yeah.
What about the doctors that have to put their fingers up your butt? Like, there's those ones too. No, they make a ton of money.
No, I'm not doing that either.
That's not like one specific kind of doctor.
Yeah,
they
have those.
That's not every day.
It's not like it's not like that's you go to medical school just to do the finger in the butt. Uh-huh. They don't even do the finger in the butt anymore now. They do blood.
Yeah. Easy.
Yeah. The last time I went to the doctor, I was like, I got to get like all my men's health stuff taken care of. And he was like, what's that? What do you consider that to be? And then I was like, you know what I mean, right? Like, don't put me in a position where I got to then say, I think I need you to stick a finger in my ass.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I go in and I just said like men's health, right? Uh-huh. I'm like, just read between the lines, right? I'm at that age. I got to get stuff checked out.
In between the cheeks.
Yeah. Right. And then he goes, so what do you mean by that? And I go, I don't know. I'm at that age.
He wants you to say it.
Right? I'm at that age and I just think I need to do this. And he's like, and he goes, like to check your prostate and stuff like this. And I go, yeah. And he goes, look at my hand. He goes, as this finger right here is, if I went all the way to the end, uh-huh. He goes, I'm still not going to be able to hook around to see how it feels on the other side. Hook, yeah. So now he's telling me that he can't go up my ass because his hands are too small, right? And I'm like, oh, wow. can I get
that
a large
line right there? Isolated, right? Sound wild,
yeah, right? And so he's so now I'm staring at his hands, and the man did have really little hands, uh-huh. Right? He had very small hands, but he was basically putting it on me, going, "What do you think I'm going to be able to tell up there with these little hands?" And I go, "I don't know." And he goes, "We do blood to find out if you have the this or the this or the this. It's far more accurate. Everything else." And I didn't know this. I didn't know that they a lot of doctors don't do the finger anymore. That they just do the blood, right? I didn't know this,
bro. Why did he say that from the beginning?
This is what I'm saying.
Man stuff.
Thank
he
you.
Could have just said. We do these blood tests.
Yes.
Here's what all the things that they check for.
Yeah. And I said, hey, why don't we do some men's health stuff? And he very much, pretty much said, what I heard in my ears was, what do you expect me to do with this?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I got to be like, well, it is a little small, but like, right? Like, he had little hands.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe he thinks that I got a deep ass or something. I don't know. I'm a big guy, right?
Wow.
I don't know. But they don't do that anymore.
Kayla says here, referencing our latest Roz and Mocha TV commercial,
mm-hmm.
The sitcom one, right?
Yes.
Is there an Easter egg hidden in your morning show commercial? I remember you had Maury dressed as a cheerleader for a single few seconds in one of your other commercials. Mm-hmm. We actually had like a Maury Easter egg in two commercials, mm-hmm. cheerleader and then the one where like the music video style mm-hmm. in our old studios
mm-hmm.
where Maury was in a Speedo and using a hula hoop.
Right. Maury's helmet cam, the bike helmet with the camera on it that he used to wear when he did red carpets, is actually in the commercial.
Is the gold jacket, the pink jacket?
Yeah, a bunch of our suits from previous mm-hmm. commercials that we wore
the pom-poms are there.
Yeah. A couple of pictures that are hung on the wall are from previous commercials. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the pom-poms are there.
Mm-hmm.
There's
a bunch of stuff in there.
There's a bunch, yeah. You gotta like really look. Frame by frame. Okay, Jag says here, what would be the best place to play a game of hide and seek?
The forest?
Yeah, I was going to say like the jungle or something.
Mm. No. No way.
Hide and seek?
No. No, because I'm not going to, like, you're going to find like an old, like hollowed out log and crawl in there in the forest? You're too afraid of everything.
Who, me?
You wouldn't hide in the forest.
Yeah, I would.
You're going to dig a hole, like put leaves over top of you with jungle animals all around?
Yep, just like in Predator.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
I'll do that. I'm mad
There's
enough.
No chance.
Absolutely.
There's no, first of all, you would not survive at all.
In the jungle?
No.
Is that a challenge?
Please, by all means, prove me wrong. Prove me wrong.
Lori, go downstairs, get me a satellite phone. I'll be gone for the next 5 days. Okay, let's just say, stick with like, I guess, common like places where mm-hmm. that's easily accessible for everyone.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, I watched a video with Mr.
Like parking lot.
Like Mr. Beast did a video where he was at like the MetLife Stadium
uh-huh.
in Los Angeles and it was empty and there was like 10 people that played hide and seek inside a football stadium.
Oh, that's amazing.
Fire,
right?
That's great. Yeah.
Like something like that would be kind of cool.
What about a parking lot late at night?
Again, no.
How about subway tunnels?
No.
Subway tunnels?
Yeah.
Oh, them rats down there?
No, thanks.
Oh, no.
Oh, shopping mall.
Shopping mall would be cool.
I would be great at that.
Yeah.
No one would find me there.
Yeah, we would. Sephora.
I'll be Abercrombie and Fitch behind the model.
Yeah. Shopping mall would be fun. Now, a shopping mall during business hours or a shopping mall at night?
Ooh, both are great options. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
At night with only a few of the lights on.
Right. Yeah, that would be kind of cool. I could do.
Sounds like more Saturday night.
I know.
Once a year. Christina says here, if you were to design a video game, what topic would you choose? Mocha, I'm sure, would choose wrestling. Mm. So the question is to Roz, Maury, Shem, and Maria. Hmm. So let's go with you, Roz.
Video game.
You're to design a video game.
I tell you, I got a PS5 thinking that I was going to hammer through a whole whack of games, right? And I haven't. I find games nowadays are far too complicated for me. There's too many button combos. There's too many. I tried to play Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. I couldn't. I gave up after a day and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
my God,
I will never go back to it.
Never?
Never
what
will
level
I go
did
back
you make
to
it. To?
It. Like I did. Like I made it through that whole opening sequence where you fight the Sandman.
Yeah.
And then I'm done.
You didn't even get to go bike riding with Harry?
Nope. I'm done. I will never play
you
that game again.
You didn't get to clean up Aunt May's house?
No. And then I got Gran Turismo because I used to love playing Gran Turismo.
Amazing
car
game
right? Yeah. It's awesome. And then, it took too long and everything else. But now Roxy and I just play golf, the EA Sports PGA Golf. That's what we do. We do 18 holes a night.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's easy. It's great. The graphics are fine. Golf is fun. You play with somebody else. It's really great. That's all I do, golf.
I'm still waiting for that WrestleMania edition of WWE 2K24 to go on sale.
Is it?
Yeah. I can't justify spending $159.
Is that how much it is?
Plus tax?
That's a lot of money.
It's like $180. I priced it out the other day.
Is that?
I had it in my cart.
That sounds like a lot of combos, like a lot of...
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's not for me.
Okay, Shem.
Okay, hear me out. For me, it would be like almost like a Sims-type game, but that you could make it like a soap opera, and you can like build characters and like build out storylines. I would do that as a video game, for sure. Okay.
A soap opera video game?
Yeah, totally would.
Well, do you have a title for it?
Yeah, Shem and the Restless.
Okay. Damn it, Maury, what's your video game?
I have two. One would be grocery shopping, where you have like the grocery list and you fill up the cart.
I would 100% play that.
Yeah.
And
But they give you a budget and you have to like feed a family of whatever, right?
And you don't get to the next level till you get home and you take everything and put it in the fridge to see if everything fits. Then you go to the next level with a longer grocery list.
Fair enough.
Second video game is juicing. Like you have to juice so many lemons or oranges, ..
Yeah. And then what?
and then hand it to the person.
To the grocery store.
And then you
just have juice, right?
And then you drink it.
Yeah, and then you make another juice.
Okay.
And that's all it is. Yeah. Interesting. Like you don't like level up and get like a better, faster juicer or anything like that.
No, maybe like, more oranges. Maybe the next one is like you got to squeeze 10 oranges.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
Sure.
Maria,
that sounds like a hit.
What's your video game?
I think I would do kind of like a fashion game.
Okay.
Where like you got to dress all the girls or the models and then they got to do a runway. But it also combined that with like, remember Nintendogs? Well, you got to take care of the dogs.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd kind of mix like the fashion with the dogs and like, I don't know, Sims all together if I could do just with, like a life game. I don't know.
So just dressing girls?
You can play dress up with a dog
that
and
game,
like live
that,
life.
Let me tell you, in the hands of young men, that game would go so south.
Oh, yeah.
So the wrong way.
I know. I remember when I was young, I did a commercial for Designer's World and it was this like console game.
Uh-huh.
And I loved it. And I just...
Wait, what do you
mean
you did a commercial? Like you were in a commercial?
I was in a commercial
playing
for
a
Hasbro.
Game?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and I loved this game so much, and I wish I could just bring it back to life.
What game was it?
I think it was called Designer World or Designer's World. I'm trying to find the commercial.
Designer's World.
Do you have the commercial at home?
I think I do. I gotta find it. I know. I have to find it.
Designer World. What, video game?
Yeah.
Oh, Designer's World.
I have to find the commercial because I was in it.
Designer's World video game commercial.
I think I found it.
No!
I think this is it. Hold on. Is this it, Maria? Here, come look at my computer. Is this it? Is that it?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, yeah, that's me. Shem, oh send it to us.
Oh my God. All right, hold on.
Copy the link and send it.
Yeah.
Just hurry up.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, I'm in the blue dress. I'm in the blue dress. Yeah.
All right, sent.
Do you say anything in this commercial, Maria?
I think I do. I vividly remember like this whole day. Okay, I was really young.
They're trying to dress a model.
Where's Carla?
She's the go-to girl of the fashion world.
Oh my God, that is Maria!
Designer's world.
Oh my God.
Holy!
Show your line. Score big with the judges. Now go sell your line.
High five with your friend. Designing all the women on the show and the game.
Design the life you dream about with Dream Life. Each sold separately. Batteries not included.
Yay! So what year was that?
Oh, I think that was like 2003 or 4.
Wow. It looks like it's from like 82.
Yeah.
It was uploaded 50 in 08. So if that helps.
Oh, so then maybe later than that. I was young. Like, yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah. Let's head back to the phones real quick. Hello, Jay. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. All right. What's your question? Go ahead.
So the question is for you, Mocha.
There you go.
If you had an invitation on the same day to this person's house, who would you choose? The Rock or Drake?
Because I've always said Drake never invites me out to any of his
cool
events.
If you got invited to two parties...
There's, on the same day.
On the same day at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, I already know.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Whose house are you going
to? The Rock.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Only because I've met The Rock a couple of times, mm-hmm. right? He knows who I am. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Drake knows. Like, he knows probably the show, mm-hmm. but I've never had any interactions with Drake.
Who do you think you're going to have a better time with, though, in their house?
Drake.
You think so?
Actually, no. I'm going to have a better time with The Rock. Yeah. I think because... We get along. Anytime we've been face-to-face, we get along. Mm-hmm.
I think you'd have more fun with Drake. I think The Rock's too proper.
No, I feel like Drake, when you get invited to Drake's place, mm-hmm. it's Drake and his crew.
Yeah.
His so entourage.
So you're like going into their world, mm-hmm. right? And their style of hanging out and their stories and their... atmosphere, like it's all them, like you're the outsider.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that might be more fun than you just sitting on a couch alone with The Rock and having nothing to talk about.
Who said I'm alone with The Rock, though?
I assumed it's you and him hanging out.
No, it's like a whole party.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
I think I'd have more fun. I think I'd feel more comfortable going to a party thrown by The Rock and right. hanging out with him.
What if he gave you the people's elbow? Would you still want to go?
Stop changing it up.
Part of the stipulation is I gotta get the people's elbow.
Yeah, your question was good enough. No. Stop adding to it.
No, then I'd rather go to Drake's house where I'm not gonna get the elbow. I'll be the outsider.
Yeah, but I do agree. I think that as a father in a loving, committed marriage who is as responsible as Mocha is, I think that you would probably fit in better in The Rock's world than you would at a Drake party.
Yes.
I think you at a Drake party, I think that you would probably start to feel very uncomfortable very fast.
Listen, Drake, if you still want to send the invite, well, you know, I'll check the dates.
Yeah.
I'll check the calendar.
Yeah.
And if I got nothing else going on,
yeah.
like if The Rock's not inviting me out to an event at right. his place or yeah. at a party,
yeah.
then maybe I'll come hang.
I think you'd be very uncomfortable. I think that I think that you would realize very soon that this is not a place that you want to be.
At Drake's house.
At Drake's house.
Yeah. There you go, Jay.
Yeah. That's cool. That's awesome.
Thank you for joining us on the show. Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Mocha.
Hey.
Hey. Can you say hi to my kids?
Why don't you say hi to your kids?
Well, they're here. We're on March break. They want to hear hi from you.
Oh, okay. What are their names?
Oliver and Noah.
Oliver and Noah, hello, it's the Roz and Mocha Show. Happy March break.
Thank you.
All right, be good. Don't drive your mom nuts, okay?
Okay.
All right, love you guys. Take care.
All right, thanks, guys. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
And that is a wrap on episode 827 of Ask Roz and Mocha, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Keep an eye out on Instagram. Every week we post a picture and or a video that reads Ask Roz and Mocha. And we go to that post to get your questions for the show. And two of you will be selected to join us to ask your question to the room. This has been the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.